Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Of course, the news over the weekend of the death of Senator John McCain was not unexpected, having suffered from brain cancer. But the accolades and the honors, and including all flags in New York at half staff until the funeral, as ordered by Governor Andrew Cuomo. In New York, though, Senator McCain, of course, two runs for president, he had a history in politics in New York.
John McCain was known as a maverick in politics, and that was very true in New York. When he ran for president against George W. Bush originally, he really had a suit to get on the ballot in New York. The establishment went behind Bush, but McCain was able to get on the ballot here. So, you know, he lost the primary in the end, but he was a maverick through and through, but he was respected on both sides of the aisle. Seen as old school civility.
And in fact, George W. Bush and President Barack Obama expected to deliver remarks at the funeral for John McCain, so really seen as someone who is bipartisan.
And notably not President Trump, who he's kind of warred with.
No question about it. Well, let's go to some of the issues that you're covering today in your Albany Insider. I'll read the headline. You explain, this isn't a lieutenant governor's race. Black man, a challenge, in quotes, Lieutenant Governor Hopeful Rip's remark.
Jumaane Williams, the city councilman from New York, is running against Kathy Hochul, the current lieutenant governor. Judith Hope, who was a longtime chairwoman of the state Democratic Party, sent out a fundraising email on behalf of Kathy Hochul's campaign in which she never described Williams by name or by his title as city councilman. Instead, she warned that Hochul was facing a challenge from a charismatic young black man. That set off some anger on the part of a number of people, and Williams called it disappointing. He called on Cuomo and Hochul to renounce that kind of statement. They did not. They had no comment. But interestingly enough, Judith Hope kind of doubled down when I spoke to her and just said, what is not true about that statement? He's young, he is charismatic, and he is African-American.
What about this situation with the Police Benevolence Association trolling New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio with a letter to the DNC?
You know, the mayor is term limited, so this is his last couple of years. And the PBA, which has been without a contract for a year, have been following him around the country when the mayor travels. The latest round is that they sent a letter to the Democratic National Committee members saying that you shouldn't consider him for anything, that, you know, you should figure in his, not his rhetoric, but his actual record in New York. They say it's not progressive. They say it's anti-working man. And they've just been trying to hit him as much as they can.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays, but you can read him anytime at nydailynews.com or listen to more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks. We'll catch up next week.
Anytime. Be well.